弟兄姐妹平安，很高兴再次跟大家分享神的话语。
I'm very honored to come here to share with you God's word.
今天的主题是雅各的信仰的进程。
Today our topic is the faith journey of Jacob.
信仰不是一个点啊，信仰是一个过程。
Faith is not a point. Faith is a progression.
这是一个非常重要的观念。
It is a very important concept.
既然是一个进程，就表示有一个起点，有一个的终点。
So for the if it's a journey, it has to have a beginning point and an ending point.
而整个的过程里面，我们需要有一个观念，需要有一个观念。
And throughout this process, there is a concept.
有一些路我们认为很不成熟的，但是在那个进程里面，有时候是必须的。
There are many ways we may think is not good to take, but are necessary throughout this journey.
我们懂得这个观念呢，我们就懂得怎么来处理我们自己的信仰的情况，也懂得来如何来看别人的信仰的情况。
Once you realize this, it is easy for us to deal with our own faith journey and to look at others' faith journeys.
在雅各的生平里面
，throughout the life of Jacob，
最少有五个的进程。
There are five sections.
这是我今天想跟大家思想的。
And I want to share with you today.
不过，请大家留意的，就是这五个进程里面都有神在哪里。
In all these five sections, we see God's presence.
刚才我们读了创世纪28:10-22.
We've just read chapter 28 of the book of Genesis.
那里讲到雅各，因为欺骗了他的哥哥跟他的爸爸，然后他必须要离开了他的家乡。
Jacob had to leave his hometown because he had cheated his brother and his father.
他去投靠他的舅舅拉班。
He had to turn to his uncle Laban.
在路上
，On his way，
他就太阳下山了。
The sun is setting down.
他就找个地方来躺卧。
He finds a place to sleep.
枕头在那个石头上。
And he lay his head on a piece of stone.
就面对着天空。
Facing the heaven.
其实那个图画是非常凄凉的。
It's a very sad thing.
很落魄。
Because he was in a very
很可怜，很孤单。
Pitiful and lonely.
因为做错了事。
Because he's done something
wrong. 所以就要经过这样的时间。
So that's his consequence.
就在那个时候。
During that time.
神是让他看见一个天梯。
God made him see a stairway.
神在那里上去下来。
Where angels are going up and down.
然后呢，那个雅各看到的时候，就讲了一句话。
And Jacob, seeing that, said.
他说：“神在这里，我竟不知道。”
He said, "How come I didn't know that God is here?"
这是他的信仰的一个情况。
That was the situation of his faith.
他的爷爷是信神的。
His grandpa believes in God.
他的爸爸是信神的。
His father believes in God.
所以他是遗传了一个信仰。
So he inherited a faith.
可能从小的时候他就知道有神。
When he was little,
他的观念上知道有神。
He knew there was a God.
那他就是带着这样的一个传统的观念的信仰来生活。
That is his tradition.
这是他的信仰的起点。
That is the beginning point of his faith.
但那种起点呢，那个情况呢，这种信仰的情况呢，对他的生活没有太大的帮助。
However, a faith like that is not very helpful to his life.
他还是，虽然他认为有神，相信有神，但是他不觉得神就在哪里。
Even though he knew there was a God, he didn't know God was there.
他还是用自己的办法来处理他的人生。
He still tried to deal with his life with his own ways.
当他长大之后，
when he grew up,
他突然发觉一件事情，
he finally realized,
他跟他的哥哥以扫，
him and his brother,
出生只差很短的时间，
they were born almost at the same time.
但是他一生都要叫他哥哥。
However, Jacob had to call his brother brother.
而且呢，按照那个犹太人的这个以色列人的传统，这个哥哥就得到长子的祝福。
According to the Jewish tradition,
就是差一点点。
The elder brother received all the blessings.
假如你是广东人呢，你会听到一句很特别的话。
If you were Cantonese,
他叫接书啊，有没有广东人接书？大家都知道什么叫接书吗？就是说。迟了，太迟了。
Yeah, it means that it's too late.
所以呢，就失掉了长子的名分，
so、
祝福。
He doesn't have the blessings.
所以呢，他就想办法要把这个局面反转过来。
So he was trying to turn the table around.
他用那个红豆汤也趁作。也用了以扫那种轻看长子的名分这种情况了，就把那个名分骗了过来了。
So he took advantage of Esau and using a bowl of lentil soup, and he cheated him.
这种情况了，让他一生都带着恐惧来生活。
So what he did made him live with a fear of his brother.
因为他怕他的哥哥报复。
Out of the fear that his brother would take advantage.
他不单欺骗了他的哥哥的长子的名分。
He not only had cheated his elder brother.
他也欺骗了神，这个父亲的祝福。
He had also cheated his own father.
这种情况呢，就是他的信仰的情况。
That was the condition of his faith.
虽然相信有神，
even though he knew there was God.
但只是在观念上的。
It was only an idea.
他说任何的事情都是靠自己的办法。
Whatever he did, he did it by his own.
所以他的人生还是很多的痛苦，很多的问题。
So his life at that time was filled with difficulties and pain.
人际的关系非常不好。
He had hardship dealing with people.
所以他必须离开家。
So he had to leave his hometown.
所以刚才形容的那一幕非常孤单的那种情况呢，就出现在他的人生里面了。
So we saw this very sad scene when he was lying on a piece of stone.
但是我请大家注意的。
However,
就算是这样的一种愚昧的、无知的所谓信仰，
even that kind of faith which we may consider stupid,
神都接纳。
God accepted.
在那种孤单失败的情况中，神亲自的向他显现。
In that lonely place of failure, God revealed himself to Jacob.
而且还向他应许。
And also gave him a promise.
神还在那里。
God was there.
所以弟兄姐妹有一个观念是很重要的。
So brothers and sisters,
在我们的信仰中常常都不在乎我们自己。
In our faith, it is not relying on us.
是在乎神的恩典。
It relies on God's grace.
不是我们寻找神。
It is not us who is seeking God.
乃是神寻找我们。
But it is God who is seeking us.
不是我们拣选他，是他拣选我们。
It is not us choosing God, but God.
这是一个非常重要的观念。
It is a very important concept.
我们每个人的信仰都有一个起点。
Every one of us has a beginning point of our faith.
我们信有神。
We knew there is a God.
但常常都是过自己喜欢的生活。
But still, we live according to our own wills.
请大家记得。
Please remember,
就算在那个时候，
even at that time,
神都在哪里？
God is there.
大家明白那个意思吗？
Do you understand?
常常都不是我们的努力、我们的功劳、我们的好处来得到神的悦纳的。
It is not our own effort that is pleasing to God.
都是他的恩典。
It is God's grace.
这个我们可以学到什么呢？
What shall we learn from him?
我们接纳自己的软弱。
We shall accept our weakness.
我们也接纳 弟兄姐妹的软弱。
We also accept our brothers and sisters' weakness.
每个人都有愚昧无知的那个阶段。
Everybody has a stupidity, has a time of stupidity.
这是雅各的最起点的信仰的起点。
That is Jacob's beginning point of his faith.
然后呢，当神向他显现之后。
After God revealed himself to Jacob,
他就开始醒觉了。
He started to wake up.
神在这里。
Realizing,
我竟不知道。
But I didn't know.
于是就他就打开一个跟神对话的一个过程。
So he started a time in which he has a conversation with God.
首先他就用自己的办法做了一些宗教上的行动。
So at first he tried to take some religious actions.
他就把油浇在那个石头上。
He poured oil on top of stone.
等等等等，做了一些特别的举动、动作。
He did some actions.
然后就对神说。
And then he said to God,
你看到他的信仰了，开始有祷告了，开始与神对话了。
So he started a prayer.
你知道很多很多人基督徒，他信主很多年都不祷告的。
A lot of Christians do not pray.
那大概呢，你就在那个观念上的那个信仰里面。
It is only a faith, in terms of religion.
好，现在雅各看到上帝的存在。
But now Jacob, seeing God's presence,
他对神讲话了。
He started to talk to him.
不过他的讲话呢，还是带着他自己的那种天性那个问题来向神讲话的。
However, the way he talks still is because based on his own nature.
他说：“假如你祝福我，保佑我。”
He said, "If you bless me and protect me."
在我所行的路上赐我平安。
And give me peace in my way.
然后又平平安安的把我从把我带回来这个地方。
And bring me back here safely.
那我就以你为我的神。
Then I will consider you my God.
我所这个地方将来要成为神的殿。
This place will become your palace.
然后我所拥有的东西，我会给你十分之一。
And I will give you whatever the one tenth of whatever I have.
弟兄姐妹，有没有觉得这个雅各的天性都没有变啊？
So don't you think that he's still in his old nature?
那个时候他有什么？
What does he have?
他什么都没有。
He has nothing.
他说：“神，假如你祝福我，我就给你这些。”
He said, "If you bless me, I will give you all these."
这个人真是很聪明啊。
He's very smart.
喜无边有的，他什么都没有。
Because he has nothing.
他就跟神来讲价还价。
He's bargaining with God.
我认识一个朋友。
A friend of mine.
他很聪明啊。
He's very smart.
他跟几个人，我大概是其他四个人吧。
He was
每人出20,000块。
So each of them contribute
这个讲很久很久之前了哈。
It's a long time ago.
那是20,000块。就加起来100,000。
So there's
要开一个餐馆。
$100,000。
那所以大家都拿20,000块出来。
To run a restaurant.
然后呢，他就告诉大家。
And he told the restaurant.
我的20,000块呢，从香港。再寄过来。
He said, "My $20,000 will come from Hong Kong."
其实那20,000块从来没有寄到的。
However, they never arrived.
因为他根本没有20,000块。
Because he never had $20,000.
那所以呢，大家 OK， 既然是这样，就等那个20,000块寄来了，我们就可以开始了。
So everybody is waiting on his.
他是非常聪明的人。
But he's very smart.
他做经理啊，在那里。
He's a manager.
然后呢，过了些时间呢，那20,000块就出现了。
The 20K suddenly appeared.
不是从香港来的。
Not from Hong Kong, though.
就是从他的生意里面，然后就出现的。大家明白这个意思吗？
It's a profit from his business.
假如你是很单纯的人，就不会明白的。
Do you understand? You won't understand if you're simple.
假如你是个有办法的人，那你就明白了。他从来所以等于说，他20,000块是从来没有。
So he had never contributed 20K.
不过就在那个做生意的过程中，他慢慢慢慢就得到了20,000块，就放到那个股份里面。
He made a profit of 20K, which he put into the money pool.
然后呢到最后过了一段时间之后，那个情况是怎么样呢？
In the end,
那是真事啊。
That was a true story.
所有的股东一个一个都离开了。
All the stakeholders had left.
然后他一个人就拥有了这个餐馆，非常大的餐馆。
He owned the whole restaurant, a very big restaurant.
这是很聪明的人啊。
He's a very smart guy.
没有啊，但是可以有一个餐馆出来了。
He can make a big restaurant out of nothing.
雅各在当时的情况差不多。
Jacob at that time was similar.
他什么都没有。
He has nothing.
但他跟神讲价。
But he is bargaining with God.
假如你祝福我，
if you bless me,
我就给你解释。
I will give you one tenth.
但是呢，出人意料之外的是神竟然给他骗了。
Unexpectedly, God seems to be fooled by Jacob.
就是说，神接受了他这样的一种交换的一种信仰。
God accepts his His bargain.
是第二个阶段的情况呢，就是交换。
That is the second stage of his faith.
不过没有东西换的。
Exchange with God was nothing.
但是神祝福他。
However, God still blessed him.
结果二十年之后，
In 20 years,
当他真的回家了，从他舅舅拉班的家回家了。
By the time he came back from Laban,
他确实是非常的丰富。
He is very rich.
一个大家庭。
Has a big family.
四位太太。
Four wives.
一群的孩子。
A lot of children.
很多的牛羊。
A lot of livestock.
有没有觉得很奇怪？
Don't you think it's strange?
这样的一个人，神都祝福他，接纳他。
A man like that, God would bless and accept.
其实这个是不足奇怪的。
It's not strange.
因为神本来就知道我们的本相。
Because God knows our natures.
好像我们的孩子常常都占我们便宜的，有没有？我们常常明明知道是给他占便宜的，我们还是给他的。
Our own children always trying to take advantage of us, but we still give in to them.
因为我们在神的眼中都是神所爱的。
And in the eyes of our God, we are His beloved.
我们信仰上的一小步，在上帝的眼中看来也是非常喜悦的一件事情。
A small step in our faith is still pleasing in the eyes of God.
好像你们看小孩子啊，懂得走路啊，那头一下是让你觉得很高兴的。
Same way, when you see your children started to walk.
然后那个小孩子就懂得讲话了，懂得叫妈妈爸爸了。
When you see them start to talk, to call your
mother, 你就会觉得很高兴了。
You will feel very happy.
在信仰的过程中，从一个不懂的祷告的情况，到了一个懂得祷告的情况，这是一个信仰的一步。
So in one's faith journey, a prayer of not knowing God to a prayer of knowing God is a big step.
我请大家注意的。
I want to draw your attention.
神在哪里？神没有丢弃他。
God is always there with him, never forsake him.
这是我们怎么在我们的信仰的路上走过来的原因。
This is how we have gone through our own phase of journey.
我们都有很多愚昧无知的时候。
We've all done a lot of stupid things.
其实呢，在圣经里面呢，确实神不断的请我们去交换的。
In the Bible, God constantly asks human to exchange with him.
有没有记得一节圣经？你们奉献十分之一，他就敞开天上的窗户，倾覆于你。
Remember, a scripture says, if you give your one tenth to God, He will open up the window in heaven.
这是不是交换？这是交换。
That is an exchange.
这个不公平的交换。
It's an unfair exchange.
是不是啊？很多神说你悔改，离开你的罪恶。我给你天上的喜乐，我给你儿子的名分，这是圣经的话，交换。
God has also told us if we repent and turn away from our sins, He will give us the peace and joy.
把你的罪拿出来。
You give Him your sin.
把你的黑暗拿出来。
You give Him your darkness.
我给你光明。
God gives us light.
把你的痛苦拿出来。
Give Him our pain.
我给你喜乐，这是圣经的话。
God will give us joy.
主耶稣说：“你变卖你所有的，买了重价的珍珠。”
Jesus said, one person give up all that he has.
你所有的是会失去的，你不能够带走的。
Because all that you have will eventually disappear.
是暂时的。
They are very transient.
但是他却将永恒给我们。
But he will give us eternity.
这是很奇妙的事情。
It is amazing.
就是这个上帝 对人的一种态度。
It is an attitude of God towards us.
所以不要轻看别人那种好像很功利的那种宗教生活。
So do not despise a person's.
我不是说这是好。
We are not saying that Jacob's faith is good.
我不是说那种观念是信仰好。
We're not saying that it is a good way of.
那种交换的这种的欺骗的。这种信仰好。
We're not saying the attitude of exchanging with God for God's goodness is good.
雅各还要承担他罪恶的带来的那种痛苦。
Because Jacob has to take the consequences of his evil.
雅各还是在他这种性格没有改变好的情况中，他还会产生很多的问题。
And Jacob has to face his own problems.Because of his characters.
我要讲的
What I'm trying to say
无论我们的情况怎么样
No matter what our conditions are
神都在哪里
God is there with us
他都接纳
He accepts us
第三个进程
The third stage
是在创世纪三十二章二十六节
Genesis chapter 32 verse 26
这个圣经大家应该很熟的
You guys are all familiar with your Bible.
他讲到那个二十年之后
，He says in 20 years.
所以他从第二个这个信仰的情况，去到第三个 stage 那个情况呢，已经经过二十年了。
From the second stage of his faith to the third stage, it took him 20 years.
那个时候，雅各很丰富，刚才我讲过了。
At that time, Jacob was very wealthy.
但是他的心灵很不安，很恐惧。
But he does not have peace in his heart. He has fear.
因为他怕他的哥哥以扫报复了。
Because he is afraid of his brother Esau.
所以他很聪明，他就把他的财富分开几对。
So because he's smart, he divided up his wealth.
他是头一对是要送礼给他哥哥的。
And the first part is a gift to his brother.
假如他哥哥接纳了，他就可以放心再向前走。
If Esau accepts it.He will be assured to go ahead.
假如他不接纳了，他还有其他，还有几，还有个距离，让他有充分的时间可以逃避。
If Esau does not accept, he still left enough distance so that he can escape.
那时候，他还是用自己的办法去解决问题。
That is still his own idea.
不过呢，当时他有一种的属灵，一种信仰的一种情况，一种表现。
He's also doing something out of his faith.
他开始明白了。
He started to understand.
他所拥有的东西并不能够真带给他安全。
Whatever he has does not bring him peace and safety.
最重要的是上帝的祝福。
The most important thing is a blessing from God.
所以在那个北鲁伊勒的那个这个地方啊，他跟神摔跤。
So he wrestled with God.
大家都知道这个故事了。
Everybody knows the story.
后来这个天亮了啊，他那个神就说跟他睡觉的那个圣经说有前面说他是人啊，后来就我们知道他是神啊，他说我要走了。
So the guy who wrestled with Jacob.
然后呢，雅各就抓住他。
And when he was trying to leave, Jacob didn't let him.
对他说。你不给我祝福，我不让你走。
Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me."
你有没有看到一个信仰的进程呢
？Do you see a improvement?
他开始醒觉，其他都不重要。
He started to realize that everything else is not that important.
上帝的祝福才是最重要。
The blessing from God is most important.
神的同在才是最重要。
The presence of God is more important.
弟兄姐妹有没有学到这个功课了
？Brothers and sisters, have you learned this?
我真是希望弟兄姐妹能够从一个这个交换的那种信仰的过程，能够进到一个明白上帝的祝福的重要的那种信仰里面。
I truly wish you will grow out of your phase of exchange to a phase of God's presence?
弟兄姐妹，有没有尝过神的祝福那种甜美呢？
Have you ever tasted the sweetness of God's blessings?
这种情况呢，常常都在我们在苦难中，在困难中的时候出现。
It always happens during our difficult times.
有没有一种经验，就是说很多祷告都神都没有听我们？
Have you experienced something like this? God doesn't seem to answer a lot of our prayers.
尤其是有一些我们要神拿走的东西，他没有拿走。
Especially something we ask God to take away from us, God never does.
我们祈求神给我们的东西，他也没有给。
Something we ask from God, He never gives.
他总是让我们要经过一些我们不愿意经过的道路。
However, he always directs us on the ways that we are not willing to take.
我的信仰的进程有时候都是这样的。
That is my faith journey.
不过呢，我经过那些不能够说是苦难，一些不太如意的路径的时候。
Having walked on a lot of the ways which I'm not very keen, I don't like.
我常常都发觉一件事情。
I have realized.
神没有把那些东西拿走。
God does not take away the things that.
他也没有把他我们要的东西给我们。
He does not give us the things that I ask him.
但是常常他把他的祝福放到我们的生活里面。
But oftentimes he put his blessings in our lives.
很多的困难其实是发光的祝福。
A lot of difficulties.Our blessings in disguise.
让我们去经验到神的祝福的宝贵。
So that we can experience His blessings.
我应该曾经告诉过大家一个小小的经验。
I may have shared with you one of my stories.
在我的这个信仰的过程中，有一段时间，被误解了，甚至到一个觉得很伤心，真的要一个。就独自流眼泪的那个地步。
At one time on my faith journey, I was misunderstood, and I felt so hurt that I would cry when I was alone.
那有一次当我有这种情况的时候，心中有个感动。
Once when it happened, I suddenly.
就是好像神在我心中提醒我，你看看你的周围。
God talked to me in my heart. He asked me to look around.
那我就看看我的周围。
So I looked around.
我就想到最亲近我的人，我的太太，两个儿子，我的同工，都是非常好的。
I realized the people closest to me, my wife, my sons, and all my coworkers were so good.
真是还可以求什么呢
？So what else do I need?
所以心中有一种蒙福的感觉。
So I felt blessed.
那一种的难过的事情，好像就比较。看得很清。
So the hurtful feelings disappeared.
确实在我的同工里面有些跟我同工了几十年。
A lot of my coworkers have been working with me for over a decade.
是同甘共苦的那一种。
And we share all our difficult times together.
我两个儿子也很乖。
And all my two sons behave well.
最近呢，我的大儿子呢做了两个，觉得叫我真的很开心、很蒙福的决定。
Recently, my elder son just made a very blessed decision.
他明年结婚呢，他买房子了，就买到我的隔壁，这是我最开心的事情。
He decided to buy a house right next to mine.
这是不容易的
，It's not easy.
不简单的。
It's not easy for them to decide.Like that.
那另外呢，他有一天晚上，他突然告诉我。
One night he told me.
他说：“爹地，我把我的车送给你。”他问我的车子是2001年的车了。
Oh, he said, Daddy, I'll give you my car because your car is 2001. It's too old.
他就把他的车送给我。
So he gave me his own car.
是个 Acura.
It's an Acura.
才开了5万多 miles.
It's only been on 50k miles.
我坐上去特别喜乐。
I was.
因为是儿子送的。
I was extremely happy driving it because it's
from my son. 以前我送买玩具给他，现在他买玩具给我了。
I used to buy toys for him. Now he got me toys.
昨天晚上呢
？Last night.
我们四个人，我跟我太太，
me and my wife，
他跟他的女朋友
，and my wife's girlfriends。
我另外一个儿子，他下个礼拜才回来。
Oh my, like me, my wife, and my son's girlfriends。
我记得我们吃完饭，吃完晚饭。
So after dinner，
我们这个大我们的未来是父请我们吃晚饭。然后的大儿子就请我们去吃那个 yoga， 那个叫什么 red mango， 很出名，听说。
And my son took us to a yoga place。
当我们买了每个人拿着那个 yoga， 一面走路一面吃的时候
，So when we're walking and eating our yogurts，
那种蒙福的感觉就出来了。
We felt so blessed。
我觉得上帝的祝福真是很好。
God's blessings are so good。
在工作上也是。
At work。
我因为差不多要退休之年了。
So I'm about to retire。
有一种收割的感觉。
I have a feeling of harvesting。
我信主五十年了。
I've been following Jesus for 50 years。
侍奉主也四十几年。
I've been serving him for more than 40 years。这
段时间有一种收割的感觉。
So now I have the joy of harvesting，
很有这种感觉，很感恩。
It's very moving。
神的祝福非常非常美好。
God's blessings are great and beautiful。
我真是希望大家在你的信仰的历程中，能够快一点要进到这个地步。
I truly wish all of you can enter this。
不要再靠自己来抓。
Do not rely on yourself。
有时候你抓到的不一定是祝福，是很多的问题。
Whatever you can grasp may not be blessings。
要进到第三个地方。
Go to the third。
然后第四个地方。
The fourth stage。
假如你有机会，你可以看那个《创世纪》第四十七章。
If you have time, turn to Genesis 47。
第四十七章第七节。
Verse 7。
那里讲什么呢
？What does it say？
那里是讲那个这个雅各住的地方饥荒很久了。
Because of where Jacob lived, experienced a big famine。
而约瑟呢，就做了埃及的宰相。
And Joseph became the minister of Egypt。
这个故事很长的，就不多讲了。
Long story short。
就是说，然后约瑟就把雅各从他的家乡来接到埃及去。
Joseph had brought his whole family from his hometown to Egypt。
那个四十七章第七节讲什么呢
？Verse seven。
讲那个雅各见到法老的时候
talks about when Jacob is,
他就伸手把手按在这个法老的头上
when Jacob saw Pharaoh, he put his hand,
来为法老祝福
and bless Pharaoh。
弟兄姐妹，你有没有觉得这个动作很特别啊？
Don't you think it's very special?
比方说，假如有一天你见到你的儿子的老板，
If one day you're seeing the boss of your son,
你会不会把手按在他的头上？哎，我为你祝福。
Will you put your hand on him and bless
him? 会不会啊
？Will you do that?
大概不会吧。
Probably not.
因为很尴尬的事情。
Because it's awkward.
因为你不晓得对方怎么想的。
Because you don't know what he would think.
最多我们说神祝福你，是不是
？At most, you will say God bless you.
其实这句话也很难讲，
Even that is hard to say.
因为你不知道这个老板的信仰的情况，
Because you don't know his face.
所以你很难说神祝福你，
So it's hard to say God bless you.
除非
Unless,
你真是确信上帝的祝福是很真实的，
You are sure of God's blessing for him.
你才会很冲动的、很自然的把你的手放在人的头上。
Unless you are sure of God's blessings, you will, out of your own nature, put your hand on others' hand.
这是雅各的第四个的信仰的进程。
That is the fourth stage of Jacob's faith.
他深深的觉得上帝的祝福。
Deeply in his heart, he feels God's blessings.
所以他愿意祝福别人。
That is why he is willing to bless others.
这是。我觉得是基督徒最美的一个图画。
That is the most beautiful stage of Christian faith.
我们活着就是祝福别人。
Our life is to bless others.
这是信仰的应该去到的那个地步。
That is the stage your faith should achieve.
不是单单求上帝的祝福，
not only ask for God's blessings，
乃是学习去祝福别人，
but learn to bless others。
这个也是我们信仰这个很重要的表现。
That is an important stage of our faith。
我不晓得大家有没有唱过一首歌。
I'm not sure if you guys sing this hymn。
这首歌叫让我爱。利托森写的。姐妹唱歌。
The song's called Let Me Love。
让我爱而不受干待。是他很好的很好的一首歌。
It's a very good hymn。
我觉得这首歌所形容的是人类天性的那种最原始的那个创造的最美好的东西。
What it describes is the most primitive and most beautiful force of human nature.
我们在那个世界了，已经很少很少有这种的表达的了。
Seldom do people nowadays to express such a power.
他有写得很好的。
It's very well written.
他说让我爱而不受感待。
He says, let me love.
不受人的感谢与爱戴。
Let me love without taking gratitude.
让我侍奉服侍而不受人的赏赐。
Oh, let me serve without taking a word.
让我尽力而不被人纪念。
Let me make effort without being remembered.
让我受苦而不被人看到。
Let me suffer without being seen.
不需要被人看到。
We don't need to be seen suffering.
只知清酒，不知饮酒。只知道倒出酒来，不一定要我自己喝酒。
To pour out my cup without drinking in my cup.
他的意思是我只知道叫人喜乐，我不必要一定有我的喜乐。
I only need to make others happy without making myself happy.
只想薄饼，不想留饼。
Only to
就是擘开饼，就是说自己牺牲。
To sacrifice myself.
而不想留下那个饼。
Without saving the bread.
倒出了自己，使别人得幸福。
To pour out myself to
舍弃安宁而使人得舒服。
To lose my own peace to make others comfortable.
这是非常好的歌。
It is very good.
我听的时候，我觉得这是神创造人的那种最原始原始的本性，应该是这样。
Whenever I heard this hymn, I feel that this is the way that God made us to be.
而我们的信仰应该一步一步一步，应该要走到那个地步才对的。
And our faith should take us step by step to that stage.
那这个就是基督生命的一个情况。
That is what a Christ life is.
求神帮助我们。
May God help us.
离开我们观念上的信仰。
Walk away from our traditional.
离开那种交换的信仰。
Walk away from the faith of exchange.
而不要停留在单单要蒙福的那种信仰里面。
Do not stay on a stage where you're only asking for blessings.
我们学习去按手在别人的身上。
We learn
使人蒙福。
To put our lay on hands on others to bless them.
最后
In the end,
雅各的信仰
Jacob's faith
在那个四十七章创世纪四十七章第三十一节里面表现出来。
Expressed in verse 31 in chapter 47.
假如你有圣经，可以打开四十七章三十一节。
Turn to chapter 47, verse 31.
那里讲到雅各已经年老了。
At that time, Jacob is very old.
圣经说他在床上敬拜神。
The Bible says he worshipped God on his bed.
床上的意思就是他不能够离开他的床了。
Which means he cannot leave his bed.
有一个翻译说他扶着他的拐杖来敬拜神。
It also says he leaned on the top of his staff.
弟兄姐妹，我看着这个非常美丽的图画。
This is a beautiful picture.
什么叫信仰呢？
What is the faith?
我们一直都觉得信仰就是我做了些什么，或者我不做些什么。
We always think that faith makes us do things or not to do things.
信仰就是我拿了些什么，然后我又给了些什么。
Faith is for us to take something.
好像在教会的生活都是这样的。
It's like the church life.
我在侍奉。
I serve.
我在做些事情。
I do stuff.
我在努力。
I try.
我在牺牲。
I sacrifice.
这好像就是信仰的情
况。That is seems to be your faith.
但是弟兄姐妹，我们应该要了解一点。
However, you need to know one thing.
每一个人
Everybody,
总会，假如你能够，你毫无意外的话，你能够一直生活下去的时候，你总会到年老的那一天的。
You will always live to your old years.
我的意思是说，你总会到一个，你再不能够再得到什么了，那个时候。
To a point when you will no longer need anything.
也到个你不能够再给了什么的时候。
And you will no longer be able to give anything.
也不能够再做什么的时候。
You will no longer be able to do anything.
什么都不能够做。
You are no longer able to do.
什么功用都没有。
You're useless.
那个时候你的信仰有什么价值呢？
At that time, what is the
value? 又不能够做好的。
You cannot do good things.
不好的更加不能够做。
You cannot do bad things.
也不能够给什么。
Cannot give out something.
那个时候是怎么样的？
So at that time, what's going to happen?
假如我们的信仰只是这得与失之间，好与坏之间来摆动的话，
if our faith only lies in between gain and lose and good and bad.
假如神只要在我们好的时候才与我们同在，
if God is only with us when we're good.
在我们给的时候，做好的时候才与我们同在，
if God is only with us when we give.
我们的信仰还是有偏差的。
Our faith is not accurate.
雅各那时候什么都不能够做。
Jacob at his
他只是扶着拐杖来敬拜神。
He could not do anything. He can only lean on his staff and worship God.
但是那个时候，神与他同在。
However, at that time, God is with him.
诗篇二十三篇有一句很好的。
Psalm 23 says,
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，
even though I walk through the valley of death,
也不怕遭害，
but I'm not afraid,
因为神与我同在。
Because God is with me.
我希望这是我们信仰的一个最顶点。
I hope that is a pinnacle of your faith.
相信。
Believe.
当我们一无所有的时候。
When we have nothing.
当我们一无所成的时候。
When we're not useful.
我这个人。
Me as a person.
还是在神面前。
Is still.
被悦纳的。
Being accepted by God.
有一天，当我们去见主的时候。
One day when we're going to see God.
当然我们很希望好像保罗使徒保罗这样走过个丰丰富富光光烈烈的人生。
Of course, we all want to be Paul who has led a very good life.
这是我们追求的目的。
That is a goal of our life.
但就算不是，
Even though
什么都没有的时候，
do that. Even though when we cannot do anything.
就好像雅各自己说我的生命又短又苦的那种情况。
Like what Jacob said, his life, the years of his life are few and difficult.
我仍然相信。
I still believe.
神与我同在。
God is with me.
弟兄姐妹，这就是我们的信仰。
That is our faith.
我希望大家能够明白这一点。
I wish you understand.
懂得这一点，在别人愚昧无知的时候，我们不会轻看他。
Do not despise others when they are still when they are in the stage of stupidity.
当别人好像很功利、很无知去交换的时候，我们不会轻看他。
When they seem to have a phase of exchange, we do not despise them.
每个人都是在神面前都是蒙悦纳。
Everybody is accepted by God.
甚至我们可以为一个人的进步而欢喜快乐。
We shall.Be joyful for their improvement.
在教会里面，我们确实需要这种眼光。
In our church, we need this vision.
求神帮助我们。
May God help us.
在信仰的路上不断的进步。
On our journey of faith, we improve.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主，感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
主啊，你给我们的救恩确实是超过。 我们所能够想象的。
The salvation you've given us is beyond our imagination.
所以主，求你教导我们，不用我们的眼光来看我们自己。
Please teach us not to look at ourselves with our own eyes.
也不用我们自己的眼光来看别人。
Not to look at others with our own eyes.
乃是学习用你的眼光来看事情。
Not to see the world with your eyes.
主在让我们在教会中，我们能够彼此的帮助。
Let us help one another in our church.
一同的成长。
Grow together.
让你在我们当中。
May you be among us.
主啊，你亲自的教导我们。
You teach us yourself.
让我们明白。
Make us understand.
在任何的环境中。
In all circumstances.
主，你都在哪里
？You are there.
而且你悦纳。
And you accept.
你要赐福。
And you bless.
主，我们将来信靠你。
Dear Lord, we rely on you.
愿你带领我们。
May you lead us.
随听祷告。
Listen to our prayers.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢老牧师给我们带来的信息，我们下面唱一首回应诗歌，请大家起立，我们一起唱《向高处行》（Higher Ground）。
我今只往高处而行，因还在给
低头领受神的祝福。但愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、父上帝的慈爱、圣灵的保守与安慰常与你们众人同在， 从今时直到永永远远，阿门。